The life of King David is filled with intrigue, scandal, murder, adultery, friendship, love, and a redeemed life. King David was a descendant of Ruth and Boaz, and was also the youngest of the 8 sons of Jesse. David was raised a lowly shepherd, who was appointed by God, and anointed by the prophet Samuel, to rule and reign over Israel. David was known as a man of war. Before he assumed the throne, he spent several years running from King Saul for fear of losing his life. With all of King David's humanness and faults, he was known as a man after God's own heart, 1 Samuel 13:14. David understood God's covenant and forgiveness for sinners. Contents abstract I chapter I David's calling 1 chapter 2 the giant slayer 2 chapter 3 David's ascent to kingship 4 chapter 4 David prepares the kingdom 7 chapter 5 King David's rule a brief overview 9 references 10 chapter I David's calling in the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel chapter 16 1-13 God calls Samuel the prophet to fill his horn with oil and is sent to the house of Jesse. God tells Samuel that there is a king among the sons of Jesse. Samuel offers a sacrifice as he is instructed by the Lord on what to do. Then Samuel systematically invites Jesse's sons to stand before him as he searches for the next king of Israel. One by one each of Jesse's sons is presented to the prophet, all but David. One by one they are rejected by the Lord. Finally, Samuel asks God, "Surely, the Lord's anointed is before me?" 1 Sam 16:6. After Samuel has 7 of Jesse's sons pass before him, God answers Samuel and tells him not to look on the person's outward appearance, for that is what man sees, but to look at the heart as God does. In 1 Samuel 16:11, Samuel asks Jesse if this is all of his sons. Jesse responds by saying that there is one more son, but he is out in the field. David is brought in from the field and David stands before Samuel. He is described as ruddy, with bright eyes, and good-looking. When Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David to fulfill the destiny that God had on David's life. Chapter 2 David the Giant Slayer 1 Samuel 16 14-23 tells us that King Saul had a distressing spirit because the Spirit of the Lord had departed from King Saul on account of his pride and disobedience. God opens a door for David to be brought into the king's presence by playing his harp to soothe King Saul's spirit and soul. King Saul requests that Jesse's son David be brought in from the field from keeping his sheep to play the harp for the king. David had such an anointing that it was felt by King Saul through the music David played. Playing the harp has familiarized David with the king and has thrust God's plan into motion. At this time, King Saul was engaged in battle with the Philistines in the Valley of Elah. The Philistines mocked the Israelites and sent out Goliath to do battle with them. King Saul and his armies were afraid and dismayed because Goliath was over 9 feet tall, which made him intimidating. David is sent to deliver supplies by his father Jesse. He sees the battlefield and is confused as to why the men are afraid of Goliath. King Saul offers a great reward to any soldier that would engage Goliath in battle and defeat him. David decides that he will engage Goliath, but not the way everyone thinks. David's older brother Eliab begins to mock David and accuse him of coming to see the battle or enjoy a show. David informs King Saul that when he was shepherding the flock in the field, he encountered a lion and a bear and was able to kill the attackers and protect his sheep. Little did David know that he would encounter attackers his entire life. King Saul tells David that he is not able to engage such a formidable foe as Goliath. However, David convinces King Saul to let him try because he has the power of the living God on his side. Once again, King Saul attempts to solve the problem by human means. Saul puts his armor on David, but it doesn't fit. God wants to use David and the most unlikely people to complete his will, and the weapons of our warfare that make no sense to us, that is how we know it is God. Once David decides that he cannot go into battle in Saul's armor, he takes the armor off. Saul begins to be mocked about David being only a youth. David embraces what he knows, being a shepherd, and slaying the lion and the bear with a stone and a sling. David goes on the offensive and starts to engage Goliath, yelling at him that he, David, comes in the name of the living God, and that the Lord will deliver Goliath into his hands. David walks by the river and picks up 5 smooth stones. He swings his stones at Goliath and hits him in the forehead. With 1 stone, David kills Goliath. David then takes Goliath's sword and cuts his head off. David receives the reward that is offered by King Saul in 1 Samuel 17:25-26. This begins the journey of David being brought into the king's palace and the preparation to take over as the next king. Some people think that because David picked up 5 stones, it demonstrates his lack of faith. However, Dr. David Hawking said that Goliath had 4 brothers and David would use 1 for each one of the brothers. Therefore, exercise his faith that he would hit each one once. Chapter 3. David's ascent to kingship. After David slays Goliath, he catapults into the hearts of the people with instant popularity. David kept a level head in the midst of all the pomp and circumstance, but King Saul became jealous. Then his jealousy turned into hatred toward David, and later into madness. God starts to mold David into his man to be king. God uses David's relationships as tools to mold and shape his character. God teaches David to be a man of integrity, to be submissive, and that he can be affectionate towards those in his circle of influence, as seen in David's relationship with Jonathan. During the turbulent years, before David assumes the throne, he faces severe obstacles and opposition with King Saul trying to pursue him and take his life. One thing that I believe was that David knew when God anointed him and that everything would come to pass, in spite of what others did. David marries King Saul's daughter Michelle as part of the reward for slaying Goliath. This enabled David to live in the palace long before he ever became king. King Saul's intent was to use his daughter against David. The more David began to prosper, the more King Saul despised him. David cultivates a kinship with Saul's son Jonathan, and this incites Saul to more anger. In 1 Samuel 18:1-3 it says, David makes a covenant promise with Jonathan and his entire house. As David's popularity increases, King Saul comes to the end of his rope. The distressing spirit continues to harass King Saul so much that David must play his harp to quiet Saul's soul. King Saul, in all of his anger towards David, puts out a murderous directive to take David's life. Jonathan has to walk a dangerous line between his loyalty to his father and his love for his friend David. Jonathan confronts his father in this passage of Scripture, 1 Sam 19:1-5. Now Saul spoke to Jonathan his son, and to all his servants, that they should kill David, but Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted greatly in David. 2. So Jonathan told David, saying, My father Saul seeks to kill you. Therefore please be on your guard until morning, and stay in a secret place and hide. 3. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field, where you are, and I will speak with my father about you. Then what I observe, I will tell you. 4. Thus Jonathan spoke well of David to Saul his father, and said to him, Let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he has not sinned against you, and because his works have been very good toward you. 5. For he took his life in his hands, and killed the Philistine, and the Lord brought about a great deliverance for all Israel. You saw it, and rejoiced. Why then will you sin against innocent blood, to kill David without a cause? NKJV. King Saul then makes a promise to Jonathan that he will not kill David. Jonathan sends word to David and David is brought into the king's presence, where Saul vows not to harm David. However, David is sent out by King Saul again to do battle against the Philistines, and the distressing spirit is sent to King Saul to harass him again, 1 Samuel chapters 18-20. King Saul once again shows hostility towards David, and he flees the palace to Gath. David appears to the king of Gath, 1 Sam 21:10-11, then David arose and fled that day from before Saul, and went to Achish the king of Gath. 11 And the servants of Achish said to him, Is this not David the king of the land? did they not sing of him to one another in dances, saying, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s? NKJV. At this point, David starts to fall down and fake insanity. In 1 Samuel 21:12, that saliva falls from David's beard. He does this so the king will not harm him, and not think that he is a threat. King Saul still has his soldiers to pursue David, take David's life again. In King Saul's mind, he is preserving his son Jonathan's family line. David later finds refuge in the cave of Adullam to hide from King Saul and his army. As David hides in the caves, he writes some of the most moving psalms and poems about his feelings and experiences of the time. This gives Bible students more insight as to what David was feeling and his reactions to the circumstances that he was facing. Little did David know that he would face many uncertain circumstances asking, as a husband, and as a father. David is running from King Saul to his wife Michal, his friend Jonathan, and the prophet Samuel, while all the time he should be seeking rest in the arms of the Lord. I think David finally starts to understand somewhat, as I read Psalm 142 5-7. I cried out to you, O Lord, I said, You are my refuge, my portion, in the land of the living. 6 Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low, deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. 7 Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. NKJV. Chapter 4. David prepares the kingdom. In 1 Samuel chapter 25, we see that David has amassed an army of 400 men. David begins to get hostile toward his circumstances. David learns that King Saul gives his daughter, Michal, who is also David's wife, to another man. I am sure that David wondered if God was even there in his circumstances. We know that God was there. Here, David is anointed to be the next king. He is being chased by King Saul, who wants David dead, then his wife is given to another man. 1 Samuel 25:44-45. But Saul had given Michal his daughter, David's wife, to Palti the son of Lish, who was from Galim. NKJV. In 1 Samuel chapter 25, we see David tired of running, sad with life, and confused as to what is happening. David flees to En-Gedi to try to make the best of his life, along with his army in tow. David and his army, being sort of good guys, volunteer to protect the herds of a man named Nabal. David's men are tired and hungry. In an effort to gain some type of supplies to feed his men, David hopes that Nabal will be gracious at least offer to feed this hungry crowd. David sends his messenger to Nabal, and they tell Nabal that they have been watching over his flock, and in return they ask Nabal to give them favor and bestow a blessing. Nabal, whose very name means fool, rejects David's request. The messenger returns to David and tells him that the request had been rejected. David, bent on revenge, gets his sword to strike Nabal and take what he needs. David is stopped on the way by Nabal's wife, Abigail. Abigail, discerning the time and that David may kill her husband, takes supplies and meets David, and their paths cross. Abigail, being humble, approaches David with the reverence that is due a king. We see how Abigail handles David in this passage. 1 Samuel 25:29-31. He shall sling out as from the pocket of a sling. 30 And it shall come to pass, when the Lord has done for my Lord according to all the good that he has spoken concerning you, and has appointed you ruler over Israel, 31, that this will be no grief to you, nor offense of heart to my Lord, either that you have shed blood without cause, or that my Lord has avenged himself. But when the Lord has dealt well with my Lord, then remember your maidservant. NKJV. Later we see that Abigail's words cool the hot head of David. We see in 1 Samuel 25:37-38, Nabal dies, and David takes Abigail as his wife in 1 Samuel 25:42, and we see that, although David mourned the loss of his wife Michal, God restores David with Abigail as his bride. We see God's goodness and love reflected in this story. These events give David insight when he assumes the throne from King Saul. Chapter 5. King David's rule. King Saul and his son Jonathan are killed in a battle. David hears of the news and mourns the loss of the king and his beloved friend Jonathan, in 2 Samuel 1:17-27. King David had been anointed, now he is appointed by the people of Hebron to assume the throne as God had ordained years before. We see King David during his rule take multiple wives and practice polygamy. During the reign of King David, while he is on his roof, he sees Bathsheba bathing on a nearby roof. His heart is filled with lust. He sends a servant to fetch Bathsheba. King David has an affair with Bathsheba, and she conceives a son. King David tries to cover up his sin by having Bathsheba's husband Uriah, a soldier of his, put in the thick of the battle and in the front lines to ensure his death, and with that, to conceal his sinful affair. Uriah is killed, and this frees Bathsheba to marry the king. King David and Bathsheba's son dies shortly after birth. God sends the prophet Nathan to confront King David and expose his sin. King David repents and laments his choices, but the consequences of his sin are great. God tells David that he will not build the temple of God. This is a task that is given to King Solomon, the second child of King David and Bathsheba. We see after King David commits the sin of adultery that leads to murder, his household is in turmoil and upheaval during his entire reign, his children are a mess, and when King Solomon dies, the kingdom is split. However, God promises King David that Messiah will come out of his family line, and there will be no end to his kingdom. One thing that I see David truly understand is the covenant that God had with David in Psalm 51:1-7.